previously on Algoa FM Breakfast.
You know, it's all over for the 900 or so workers at Goodyear's Kariha plant. We knew the plant was closing, but it had been hoped to do it gradually. However, an improved redundancy offer signed and accepted on Friday will see the plant close immediately. Each retrenched employee will now receive 100,000 rand plus 4 weeks' pay for every year worked, along with their August salary and 2025 bonus entitlement. The closure is part of a much wider worldwide restructuring by American-owned Goodyear in the face of brutal competition from Chinese tyre manufacturers. Goodyear has been making tyres in Kariha since 1947. South Africa's economy probably expanded for a third successive quarter, buoyed by recoveries in the key manufacturing and mining sectors. That's even though US tariffs now pose a fresh challenge to growth. Analysts polled by Bloomberg last week expect the economy to expand by 0.4% when the second quarter GDP numbers published early next month. That's compared with just 0.1% the previous quarter. However, fuel and food prices, along with rising municipal tariffs, are expected to push inflation up by as much as 3.7%. The July inflation figure is due out this week. Business Day reports that this looks to be the start of an upward trend for inflation, likely to continue through the rest of this year. Bureau for Economic Research economist Lisette Eysel de Schepper says the number could reach as high as 4.5% by year-end. And that, she says, adds to the challenge for the Reserve Bank to lock in expectations at a lower level. On the markets, as we went into the weekend, the JSE All-Share Index and the Top 40 both closed just beneath flat. The All-Share back beneath 102,000 after the record set earlier in the week. London's FTSE down 0.4%. In New York, the Dow up 0.1%, while the S&P 500 was down 0.3%, and the Nasdaq down 0.4%. Tokyo this morning up just under 1%, Hong Kong up 0.4%, Sydney is flat. The US dollar's unchanged at 1.17 to the euro. The rand, a whisper firmer, 17.59 to the dollar, 20.58 to the euro, 23.84 to sterling. Gold at 3,347, platinum 13.44, Bitcoin just over 115,200, Brent crude oil just under $66 per barrel.
Algoa FM Breakfast is the business.